The University of Illinois Press recently released Seth S. Tanenbaum's Bleacher Seats and Luxury Suites, Democracy and Division at the 20th Century Ballpark. Tanenbaum's book claims that since the earliest days of ballpark construction, owners have privileged white, middle, and upper-class fans while segregating working-class fans and people of color. They've accomplished this by building ballparks that divided fans financially by charging more for the best seats and less for the bleacher seats. That way, the desirable fans could afford to buy and sit in the best seats, while the undesirables, if they had the money, would likely end up in the bleachers. To prevent fans in the bleachers from moving into the best seats, ballparks had physical barriers that prevented a fan from moving into a better seat once inside the ballpark. Tanenbaum focuses his book on five teams, the Giants, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Orioles, and the history of their home ballparks, including the Polo Grounds, Yankee Stadium, Ebbets Field, Dodger Stadium, the Astrodome, and Camden Yards. He sees these ballparks as prime examples of how owners, once celebrating their ballparks as democratic melting pots, have catered to America's class divisions. They've also pursued greater and greater profits, beginning with the early 20th century construction of steel and concrete ballparks to the current corporate takeover of today's ballparks, including naming rights. Tanenbaum barely touches on Ford Field, one of the first steel and concrete ballparks, when it was constructed by Pittsburgh Pirate ownership in 1909.
Three-tiered grandstand that featured the first accessibility ramps and elevators in Major League Baseball. The grandstand wrapped around the lines and extended to the end of the diamond, with single-deck bleachers installed beyond the grandstand in left field. The left field bleachers featured some seats where the view was obstructed by the grandstand.
I spent the happiest days of my youth at that ballpark and wondered if I'd experienced the financial and physical barriers Tanenbaum wrote about in his book. Unlike most of the steel and concrete ballparks at that time, Force Field was located in the cultural center of the city rather than in the city itself. Fans sitting in the ballpark could look out at Pitt's towering Cathedral of Learning, and just beyond Schenley Park, they could see the Carnegie Museum. It was easy to get to Force Field from my working-class Southside neighborhood if I had the streetcar fare to take the 7754 Flying Fraction out to the ballpark. To save money, however, I'd take the 45-minute walk from the south side out to Ford's Field, though most of the time I'd hitch a ride along the way with someone driving to the game. The ticket prices in those days were $1 to sit on one of the wooden benches in the left field bleachers and $1.40 for an actual seat in general admissions. If you wanted a reserved seat, you had to pay $2. But if you wanted the best seat at the ballpark, you had to pay $2.40 for a box seat. As for physical barriers separating the best seats from the cheap seats, there was some flimsy chicken wire keeping auto kids in the right field section and a string of barbed wire on top of the right center brick wall to discourage kids like me from using a Schenley Park bench as a ladder to climb over the brick wall and into the ballpark. Once inside the ballpark, however, the only obstacle blocking us from the better seats was an usher. But I'd wait until the usher was distracted and run past him. Most of the ushers sported beer bellies, thanks to Iron City Beer, and were out of shape, so there's little risk of being caught. Looking back on those days, I didn't see the price differential and the physical barriers as a problem for a working-class kid. There wasn't that much of a difference in the price of tickets, and I actually liked sitting in the bleachers because the stands at Ford Field were so close to the field there wasn't a bad seat at the ballpark unless you were stuck behind a pillar. As for the ushers assigned to keep me out of the better seats, what usher was going to catch a kid who was fast enough to play center field?
Look at me, I can be center field.
To This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.